Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hi, welcome everybody. This is Carol Topp and the Dollars and Cents Show number 16. We're talking about starting a microbusiness without any debt. In my book, Starting a Microbusiness, part of the Microbusiness for Teens series, I devote a whole chapter about why I don't like debt. I don't like debt for any business owner, but especially not for a teenager, because you're in business to make money, not to owe somebody else. You do realize if you need to start a business with debt, the first profits you make go back to the person you borrowed money from, and it doesn't go into your pocket. Your profit's already promised out. So I've got five reasons why I don't like debt, and helping me discuss that is my assistant, my virtual assistant, Jonah. He's on the line with me. Jonah's a 17-year-old microbusiness owner himself. Jonah, did you start your microbusiness with any debt?
Very little, only about $50. But basically, actually, it wasn't even debt. It was just taking money out of my savings account to pay for my trade name to register it with the state of Ohio. Other than that, I didn't have any actual debt that I had to pay off other than just saving for my trade name, because all of my work was done virtually using, you know, my computer that I already had and using email and services that are available to me for free.
Yeah, and in episode 15, if you folks are wondering, Jonah talks a little bit about what he does in his microbusiness, working as a virtual assistant, helping me with the microbusinessforteens.com website. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of businesses out there that can be started with no debt. When I started as a CPA, which is a service business, doing taxes and accounting for people, I didn't have any debt. I used money that we already had to get my CPA license, and I bought software, but, you know, it was paid for in the first week of working. So that's the ideal way that, you know, if you do have to take on a little debt, make sure it's something that can be paid back very quickly. But let me go over the reasons why I really discourage starting a microbusiness with debt. And the first one is, believe it or not, debt presumes upon the future. You're hoping that you have money in the future that you don't have now. And that's a very dangerous position to put yourself in, because none of us knows what the future holds, do we, Jonah? We don't know at all.
No.
Matter of fact, I found a great quote in one of my favorite books, the Bible, in the book of James. This is a great quote. Maybe some of you are familiar with it, but this is what it rhetorically asks. It says in James chapter 4, verse 14, "Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." And that's not meant to be kind of a downer, but the point of it is that we don't know the future, that it's unknown. It is like a mist. Even we're only here on the earth for a little while. So let's not presume that we're going to have money tomorrow when we don't have it today. So that's my first problem with debt, especially with debt to start a business. I've seen it too much in the adult life, in the adult world, of somebody who believes their business is going to be super successful and doesn't turn out that way. And unfortunately, I've had tax clients who've had to file bankruptcy because their businesses, went under because they basically presumed upon the future. So if I can avoid a teenager having that horrible experience, I want to avoid it. Number two, debt encourages quick decisions, not careful planning. You see, when you have a loan, or it's relatively easy for you to go to mom and dad and ask for money, you're not going to take the time to think through things. The cash is just a little too quick. You're not going to get creative in thinking, how can I earn the money that I need, or how can I raise the money I need, or something like that. You're just going to go to your easy source of money, which is, say, mom and dad, or a loan, or debt. It's true with starting a business. It's really, really true when you get plastic, meaning the credit card. So try not to rely on debt to fund your expenses, because it can lead to quick decision making. I think there's some quotes we share in the book about that, aren't there, Jonah?
Yeah, especially Proverbs 21 verses 5 from the Bible. The Bible says, "Careful planning puts you ahead in the long run. Hurry and scurry puts you further behind." I think that's a really good Bible verse,
that's
and something that people should take to heart. Debt is just something that's talked about a lot, especially in the Bible, because it's not good planning, and it's not good. I don't think a sound business decision to take on debt, because again, like you said in the first point, you don't know what the future holds, and with debt, you're taking out an advanced loan, hoping that you can pay it back with money that you're hoping to be able to make in the future, but you're not sure yet because you haven't even started the business yet.
That's right. And I'm not going to make a hard and fast rule about debt for corporations, say. You know, I understand the need for General Motors to take out loans. You know, I get that. That's fine. But those are people who are experienced in business, who work closely with their bankers, who make projections and do careful planning. I'm talking now about teenagers or even an adult starting their first very small business. A micro business can certainly be done without any debt. So I'm not saying no debt for no business ever, forevermore. No, I'm saying let's just be prudent, especially if this is your first business. Please don't take on too much debt. It's just going to be difficult to get out from underneath. And really, the third reason I hate debt is really the maybe should have been number one, but that is because the debtor is the slave to the lender. See, when you owe somebody money, it's like they own you. It is like you are their slave until that debt is paid off. You're not free. That money that comes into your business is not yours to spend. It belongs first to the person who you borrowed money from. If you're working a job, you know, your first money is not yours. First of all, it goes, you know, to the IRS first, then it goes to pay your credit card bills, and finally, maybe what's left over you get to live off of. So please be aware that the Bible puts it quite clearly in Proverbs 22:7. It says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender." And, you know, I've met quite a few people. I've done a little bit of debt counseling at my church. I've met quite a few people in debt, serious consumer debt. And they just talk about, you know, what kind of a financial burden this is. It's like slavery. It's a burden that they carry around. It affects their marriage, their health, their happiness. I've even known people that say they can't get married because of debt. They can't go out and perhaps go on the mission field like they like to because of debt. They end up being a slave to their debt, which is really unfortunate. I don't want that for anybody. Really can drag you down.
I agree. I just know just a simple loan from mom or dad, when I've done it, just always happen to remember, or my mom reminding me, "Hey, have you paid me for this month for the loan that you still have on whatever I was buying?" It's like, oh my goodness, I forgot. I have to, you know, still pay back that loan on my computer, or pay back the loan on, you know, whatever it is. So it's nice when you are basically paying yourself and you're saving yourself to be able to buy the product. There's no one else that you have to owe except yourself.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and I think that's kind of interesting. Your parents didn't mind you making an arrangement with you. Matter of fact, another series of podcasts I did was teaching kids about managing money. And I didn't really talk about it, but I think it was probably pretty wise of your parents to give you that feeling of what it felt like to owe somebody money when you were still a kid. And the only person they owed was your parents. But the important thing was that you felt what that was like. You knew what that was like to owe somebody money, and it's not a pleasant feeling. And far better for you, Jonah, to know what that feels like at age 17 than at 27 or 47 or 57. You know,
oh, I agree.
That might be much bigger. So, you know, starting a micro business is not just about earning money. It's about all the things you're going to learn. So we've got a few more reasons of why we think debt is a problem in starting a micro business, and we're going to cover those after a very short break. Hang on, everybody. We'll be back in a minute.
More than 50% of teenagers were unemployed last summer. Are you a teenager who needs some money but can't find a job? You can earn money by starting a business, and Micro Business for Teens will show you how. You'll learn how to come up with a great idea, test it, and avoid common pitfalls. Discover the secrets to success, put into action what you learn, and before long, you'll be raking in the profits. Check out Micro Business for Teens website for ideas and profiles of teenagers who are running their own micro businesses. Visit microbusinessforteens.com and get started earning money today.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Topp, and I have with me today Jonah, who's my virtual assistant here at microbusinessforteens.com, and we're talking about starting a micro business without any debt. And in the first half of the show, I talked about what's the problem with debt. Well, first of all, it presumes upon the future, and since we don't know the future, that's a very dangerous game to play. And debt encourages quick decision-making instead of careful planning. And ultimately, one of the real problems with debt is that you become a slave to the person that loaned you the money, that you're not free to use the money from your business for yourself or your goals. You have to first pay back the lender. That's very true. I've got some other reasons why I don't like debt. These are all taken from my book, Starting a Micro Business, which you can find over at microbusinessforteens.com. But see, when you take on debt, it actually increases your risk of failure. Hard to believe, but it does, because your first profits don't go into the business or to you. They actually have to go back to paying the lender. And therefore, you don't have the money to grow your business or to maybe invest in the next thing your business might need, like buying more inventory or advertising more. So those things increase your risk. You increase the risk that your business might not be successful. So it's far better if you can find the money beforehand instead of going into debt. Episode number 15, Jonah and I discussed several ways you can find money to start without debt. But you ever thought about that, Jonah, how actually debt can increase your risk of failure in a business?
Actually, it made me think of this. If you have debt hanging over your head, it kind of can cause added stress on you, and you may not be able to perform to your fullest, for whether you have clients with your service-based business or whether you're creating products. If you have this debt that's looming over you thinking, oh, I've got to pay this off, got to pay this off, you might not be able to give your all and give your full service because you're constantly thinking about that. And also, you're not bringing in a profit to make you think, wow, this business adds value to my life. Instead, you're constantly thinking, oh, all this business is doing is paying off a debt that I have.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I found this funny quote. Well, maybe it's not so funny because I think it's a little too true, and I put it in the book, Starting a Micro Business. There's a man named Bill Balance. He's a radio talk show host, and this is what he says. When a man is in love or in debt, someone else has the advantage. Well, I guess he's comparing love and debt. Someone else has the advantage. And it's true, and that kind of goes to our point about the previous point about when you owe somebody money, they have kind of a hold over you. They're kind of have the advantage over you. So we're going to try to avoid that as much as possible. I think you can run a very successful micro business without any debt, using what you already know or already own, like your computer or your mind, or your hands, or your feet, or your body, or your lawnmower, or your piano, or something like that. You know, and finally, one of the reasons I really don't like debt, especially for a teenage micro business owner, is because actually it can stop blessings. You might not think about that, but if you're quick to turn to a loan or to plastic, meaning a credit card or debit card, credit card mostly, you can stop God's ability to bless you through other people or through what they might have to give you. They might want to give you advice or money or encouragement. And if you're quick to solve your problems by using debt, you stop some blessings. So I've got a story related to that. A couple of years ago, our refrigerator was dying. It was making one of these sounds like refrigerators do for a couple of weeks before it was dying. And we went out and bought a new refrigerator, but it was going to take a couple days for some reason to be delivered. Well, in the meantime, our fridge died. So my husband said, well, Carol, go out and buy one of those dorm refrigerators and, you know, put the important things in it, and we're just going to lose everything else, you know, that's in the freezer. And I thought, no, I'm not going to go make a rash decision here and buy a dorm-sized fridge when I don't need one. It was going to cost, you know, those things are over $100, and I didn't need it at the time. So instead I thought, I'm going to see if my neighbors can help. And I contacted one of my neighbors who knows everybody else in the neighborhood. That was all it took, contacting one person. I said, who do you know that has a dorm fridge? Well, within a few hours, I had two people loan me refrigerators, just the little dorm size, apartment size refrigerators, and I didn't have to spend money. I just borrowed it for the couple of days we needed till our big refrigerator came in. So being quick to turn to debt or to your plastic, or I would have gone out with the credit card to buy a dorm fridge, means, you know, I stopped God from blessing me through what other people already have.
That's a good story.
That's a great story, yeah.
Well, also, you were also blessed with two refrigerators, so now you were able to probably save more of your food than with what you would have done if you had just gone out and gotten one refrigerator.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. So it kind of taught me the idea that let's turn to each other first instead of debt or plastic, you know, credit cards. You know, people are out there willing to share and to help. And, you know, especially teenagers. I think sometimes teenagers don't take advantage of how generous people want to be by encouraging teenage entrepreneurs. If you just say, I'm starting a business, could you give me some advice? Oh, you'll have people giving you advice, giving you help, maybe even, you know, working for you for a little while for free just because they want to encourage that. So, you know, take advantage of your youth and the fact that people want to encourage teenage microbusiness owners. I'm gonna wrap up our little discussion here with a very famous quote. Some people think it's from the Bible because it sounds like it, but it's really from Shakespeare. William Shakespeare in Hamlet said, "Neither a borrower nor a lender be." This was actually Polonius giving advice to his son about, let's not be a borrower nor a lender. And that really is an advantageous position to be in. You know, be generous, share what you know, share what you have with people in need, like my friends and neighbors who share a refrigerator when I needed it. And that's a wonderful place to be with in your personal life, but also in your life as a microbusiness owner. So neither a borrower nor a lender be. Good advice from William Shakespeare. Joni, do you have anything else that you think would be encouraging or we want to talk about as we wrap up our podcast here about the problems with debt?
No, I don't think so. I think you really did cover a good amount of reasons why you should not get in debt as a microbusiness owner.
Yeah, and I think ultimately it means you'll be more successful. Also, you know, as a teenage microbusiness owner, I want you to be able to get out of the business quickly. And I'm willing to discuss that, but if you have debt hanging over you, you have to continue in that business or doing something until you pay off that debt. So I want you to have the flexibility to shut down a business if it gets busy or you get busy and you don't want to run it anymore. That's why I don't want debt hang over you. I want your microbusiness to be very manageable and small enough that you can close it down if you want to and go on to something else. It's all about learning a lot while you're making some money. So, hey, Joni, thanks for joining me on these two podcasts. It was a lot of fun. And we've got some more podcasts coming up on microbusiness for teens. And I hope you all will join me as we try to share more information we know about helping you be successful in starting a microbusiness here on the Dollars and Cents Show. Thanks, Joni.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.